down the freeway with a rag top down. I gotta shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, on today's show, we got lots more calls from you and a challenge from my brother. Not my brother.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
Excuse me, Mr. Bridges. And not my brother in Christ. But, well, he is my brother in Christ, but he's also my brother from my parents' side.
Your parents' side? Oh. He's my blood brother.
And I don't mean the kind that where you catch your wrist, catch yeah, your like, palm, and shake hands, because that's AIDS. You can't do that anymore.
No.
We could do that when we were kids, but we can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. We'd prick our fingers.
I mean, brother, as in sitting in the back seat. Stop touching me, brother.
Yeah. He's putting his hand in my space. This is my personal space.
Well, well, well. It's nice to see y'all all back here.
Yeah, happy Wednesday, Rue. I'm
glad you could make
it. No, wait, it's Thursday.
Glad you could all make it, especially you.
It's Wednesday here.
What?
It's Wednesday here.
Is it Wednesday?
It's Thursday to you.
Oh.
What? What's the matter with you?
Hold on. So,
What is the matter with you?
It's Wednesday here, but it's Thursday there?
Uh-huh.
When they're listening?
With them, yep.
Is that because they're in a different time zone or something, or what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, as part of the educational section of our program, here is Goldie Hawn, who will explain to you what the time zones mean.
There are four time zones in the United States. For instance, if you're having lunch in Chicago, it's breakfast time in California. Of course, if you're in Chicago, you wouldn't feel like breakfast if you're from California because you've just had lunch. However, those living in New York, it's dinner time while we're still eating lunch here in California, which means the time is totally different as in the menu. All this is caused by the sun, which cannot be everywhere, you know. Otherwise, it would never be night. We'd never know when to eat dinner. Well, in my time zone, that's all the time I have, but maybe in your time zone, I haven't finished yet.
She's so funny because she's about to laugh at herself.
Yeah, she's funny. She cracks me up.
You know, her kids must get a kick out of that.
You think?
They watch their mom when she was goofy.
In therapy?
Goofy Goldie Hawn.
You think they're in therapy going, you know, my mom's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Back when she was on drugs and stuff.
Yeah. When she's doing laughing.
Well, well, well. Every now and again, we get somebody who's too shy to call in.
Oh.
That's
it's not Jim?
Right. No, no, no. I don't mean other people.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
By the way, Dave.
Don't talk to Dave like that.
I'm still listening to you.
Don't talk to Dave like that.
I was listening to your podcast today, thinking about you.
Stop talking to him like that.
What do you mean? Talking like what? I was just telling him that I was thinking about him.
It's just icky. Jen, tell him not to talk to him like that.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Icky. Okay, so,
Dave this guy, and Brad sitting
stop.
In a tree.
That's just K-I-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-
You're the one.
You know, I'm married to you.
You're the one talking to him like, "Hey, Dave, what do you do?"
I'm doing that to make him uncomfortable, not me.
Dave, what are you doing? Ew.
All right, now back to what we were talking about before Faith got all gross and stuff. No, this person's name is John Dickerson.
Okay.
And he wrote in because I guess either he doesn't own a phone.
Okay.
Or he's too shy to call in.
Okay.
Those are my two. Those are the two things that I came up with.
Okay. That's...
But he did say he'd been listening for about a month.
Uh-huh.
And that he listens to us on the way to work in the mornings.
Uh-huh.
And that he enjoys our show. So we know he's not right in the head.
Okay. That's a requirement.
We got to start there. Okay. Mm-hmm. He said that he wants us to talk about, or he suggests a topic for us.
Okay.
And that is, should we feel guilty if we find worship boring and monotonous?
Depends on what kind of worship.
He says, what do you do, or what do you feel if the Christian, is the Christian's responsibility to bring worship, and what is the church's responsibility to deliver worship?
What is he talking about? Worship as in,
he's talking about the church,
as in just singing, or worship entire service experience?
I think he's talking about the singing part.
Just singing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because worship is the whole service.
I guess. But no, but see, that's, the church is not the building on the corner.
No.
And worship is not what you do before the preacher starts.
That was pretty funny. Helen goes, she says, hey, wait. Mommy, Daddy, you both listening?
Yeah.
She said, did you know that the church is not the building? We're the church.
Wow.
She was so, it was like,
yeah,
it was, wow.
Mind blowing.
Did you know that?
It's so cool.
All the Christians are the church. So cute.
So we, if we think about worship being the singing part we do before the sermon starts.
Well, worship is our whole life.
Then I think it's the church's responsibility to entertain us.
Shine, Jesus, shine. Sorry, that's a personal joke.
Worship is something that we should do throughout our day. I mean, that's something that we should do all the time. We should bring our sacrifice to the
Lord, in the
which
spirit.
Is praise.
Walking in the spirit is mm-hmm. worship.
So we can worship by reading our Bible. We can worship by being mm-hmm. silent. We can worship by through prayer. Mm-hmm. And we can worship through singing songs on the radio.
I even worship while I'm vacuuming. I did today.
Okay, that's just weird. You can't vacuum to the Lord.
I can too.
Vacuum unto the Lord? Where is that?
I do.
Where did Paul write, vacuum as unto the Lord?
I clean the toilet as unto the Lord.
Okay.
He said, do all things as unto the Lord. Is that not all things?
That's all things.
Okay, there you go.
So, there you go.
He cares.
Now, to get more specific, though, I mean, that's the broad, so that I don't get 20 emails about, you know, all that.
Right.
To answer this guy's specific question.
John.
I think that it is, you need to find a place where you can go and worship. And if their music, whatever that is, whether that is singing hymns that are boring you to tears, because I've been there, or if that is them putting on a rock show in front of you, if it's getting in the way of you worshiping the Lord, then, you know, you need to be a place where you can worship. However, that goes both ways now. That doesn't mean it's their responsibility to make sure you worship. So
that's your responsibility.
Right. I mean, if you can worship while they're singing hymns, then do so.
It's my personal opinion that we need to get over ourselves.
Yes.
And, you know, you can worship in any situation. And Brad and I somewhat disagree on this, because we went to our church for a lot of years before they transferred to a contemporary service.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, this is just what I did. And in through time, I just prayed that the Lord would help me to worship, even though it was more of an entertainment music service.
Yes, the music was very entertainment oriented.
It was very old school
performance.
It was very Branson.
Yes.
Performance oriented, and it was very good, and it, you know, if you like that kind of thing, but I mean, they were good singers, and the orchestra was great, and whatever.
Yeah, it was good
music. I just pray that the Lord would help me to worship, in spite of that, and it happened.
And
the point where when we switched to a contemporary service, I was to the point where I didn't even care if it actually happened. Because I was able to worship no matter what. That was a huge lesson for me, because before I would have never been able to get over that. However, Brad, coming from a very traditional upbringing and certain worship and that kind of thing, whenever felt comfortable in a contemporary worship service like I did, because I was raised with that. So when he finally found it and realized, this is awesome, he's like, what do I want to do that for? That's terrible. So.
Right. And what happened?
It inhibited him.
Well, that's her version. So
you did. You would stand there and be like,
no, but what happened was, is that I couldn't
tell
worship.
My virgin. That's what happened.
She's right. I didn't enjoy a contemporary service because I was raised with hymns and that kind of thing. But then I started maturing
mm-hmm.
and getting interested in worship and wanting to worship and desiring to worship. And when I say that, I don't mean in a daily, minute-by-minute kind of situation. I mean at church in a corporate thing.
Right.
That corporate time of coming together. And I wasn't really – you have to understand, it kind of grew on me slowly. And at the same time, we were making friends around town and going to their churches. Not we weren't considering leaving our church at the time. We were just going to their church because they were our friends and we were hanging out with them. And they were like, oh, we got this neat, you know, this neat series. Come here, or whatever. And our pastor would be out of town. We'd go, oh, yeah, sure, fine, whatever. And so we would go over there and we would experience these different, and there was the, and then there was my brother in Dallas and we were going to services over there and that kind of thing. And also I'd been hearing stories from Faith about what corporate worship could be, you know, versus what it was at our church at the time. Because she grew up in, you know, all these different kinds of worship services and had been to everything. And so I started being pulled that direction, and then I started experiencing corporate worship in a way that I could close my eyes and really just worship the Lord and focus on the Lord and not have to, and it not be some kind of performance in front of me going on. And so when that happened, that's where the strife came in, because right. then I had to go back to my church and go,
yeah.
And I wanted to leave, and at that point I wanted to leave the church. I wanted to go find mm-hmm. a place where I could be, but the Lord said, no. And he did this to a lot of us, because there were a lot of us that were
really
chafing under the bit of the music minister at the uh-huh. time. And there were a lot of us that wanted to leave the church. And the Lord pretty much said to most of us that would listen, and it was, it's not, no, I'm changing this church. Don't leave and go somewhere else.
Right.
I need to change this church, the heart of this church. And in doing so, we still have a contemporary service and we still have a
traditional
service, and both are more worship oriented now.
Yes.
You see, if you want to worship through hymns and more contemporary stuff, traditional stuff, you can do that, or you can worship. But they're both more worship oriented than they were before.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And the contemporary is very worship oriented, and the people we have doing that, Darren Gray, is just awesome. So,
mm-hmm.
and because you never know he's there.
Yeah. But I've been in services that are very charismatic. And dance, they're, you know, doing the holy two-step and mm-hmm. dancing in the aisles, and it's all hype. It's not all hype. I shouldn't say that. It's a lot
sometimes
of hype.
It can be hype.
A lot of it's hype. And our big, you know, the joke was, did you feel that? Did you feel the Holy Spirit?
Or they turned the air conditioner on?
Oh, wait, that's the air conditioner. You know, I mean, it was... It became to the opposite extreme.
When did you feel the Holy Spirit move? When the drums got really loud.
Yeah. I mean, it was, it became this emotional thing that meant nothing. Right. And you can go, pendulum can swing either way.
And that's my point. All these people arguing about hymns versus praise music. Yeah. You're both full of crap, okay? Read Psalms, okay? Read Psalms. Those are not hymns. Those are not Amazing Grace, would never fit in Psalms. It's just not there. And neither would some of the stuff that, Jeremy Camp puts out. I mean, mm-hmm. that's not the point. The point is that you can abuse it both directions.
Right.
And if it's performance-based, then it's probably not going to encourage you to worship. That's my point. But it may be that if your church is not allowing you to worship, that doesn't mean you should leave the church.
Mm-mm.
It may mean you need to focus on other areas of your worship until the Lord can work in your church and make it more worship.
Or,
just be praying for it. And the more people who pray for it, that's what we did. And our church is not a change-oriented church.
No. No.
And it's still not a change-oriented church.
But it did. And now we, our friends, Mark and Carol Miller, who you've heard, who did the Kia 3 that is out on the...
Kia3.com.
That we've talked about a lot, that are very spiritual mentors to us. Mark told a story last night, a Bible study, about how he used to, when he was in his 20s, he'd say, I just go to Carol and go like, it's got to be better than this. Yeah. I mean, the Christianity is boring. He's like, come on. I mean, people think they're telling me it's this great thing. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't get it. There's got to be something that I'm missing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I was just bored. I'd go to church, I was bored. I'd sit in the service, I was bored. I'd read my Bible, I was bored. It was just boring. And he said, how did he put it? When it was a yielding to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And he said, when I yielded my life and I understood that it's that whole, God is my righteousness, learning that he is in control, the surrender.
When you finally surrender your will unto the Lord.
It's
when you finally start to die daily. When you start to understand what that means, mm-hmm. then your eyes will open and you will see the depth of Christianity, the depth
of each verse. All of a sudden, he said, and it hadn't been born since.
Every verse of the Bible, it says, every word of Scripture has been purified seven times. Now, that some people translate that to mean there's seven meanings to every verse. But what I just mean, what I think it means is there's that much depth
right,
to it.
Right.
And it's that well thought out by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords who invented everything. I mean, if he can write DNA, think about how specific and how, you know, pure the word of the Lord is, at least in the Textus Receptus. But I won't get into that.
I bring up that story to just say, I mean, I don't know you. I don't know who you, John. I don't know your walk with the Lord. But sometimes, you know, maybe we just need to look at ourselves and go, maybe it's me.
And it may not be.
And it may not be you. It may be.
But if the Lord is making you uncomfortable there, that does mean something needs to change. It may be your church. It may be you. But either way, prayer is the answer to that. And
I mean, I've been there. I know what you mean. And it's, you know, and it's still a daily.
I'll tell you how bad it was is that I'll give you a funny story to wrap this up. And that is the music minister we used to have, who was the performance oriented. And he got more and more that way as time went on because
Got older
and he became more powerful in the church. He was he was the oldest one there and he was older than the pastors.
He'd been there forever.
And well, anyway, if somebody would raise their hand to worship, you know, during worship, he would quietly come up to them afterwards at some point and tell them that we didn't do that.
I don't know if you know this, but we don't do that.
We're very reverent. He would say, we're very reverent here. And I was like, you do know there's passages in the Bible that say raise your hand and praise, right? And I'm not a hand raiser. I mean, Faith can tell you, I'm not a hand raiser. I'm really just.
He does, but he doesn't know he's doing it. That's the beautiful part
when
of
I'm
it.
When I'm caught up in it, I guess I do. But I'm not a big hand raiser, never was. Mm. But I'm just saying.
And that's okay. Whatever.
That doesn't mean you should squash it in other people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's enough of that. All right. Yeah. So thank you for the email. We hope that you will
that
choose
was good.
To.
See, you got us talk. We didn't have a topic. Look at that.
I hope
see
that you
what
will,
you do.
Call in. And
thank you. We're glad you're a new listener.
Yes. Now, this is a perfect opportunity to talk about my brother's challenge.
Oh, okay.
If for those of you who haven't turned this podcast off already, because, anyway. So,
what?
My brother's challenge. Well, I'm getting there. My brother's challenge to me in faith is this, that we can't answer all the phone calls that we get in one day. Now, what he's agreed to do, this is for Podcasting for Water, for the charity that, for, you know, John Wilkerson's got this Podcasting for Water charity that he's raising
money
for.
Does he know the show could be forever long?
That's his point. He wants to torture us. So this is how it's going to work. He's going to donate $1 per phone call that we get. Now, you can only call five times.
When does this start, since the show's already been forever long? Does it start tomorrow?
No. I'm going to get there.
Okay.
It's going to start when Monday's show is, we're going to promote it tonight. We're going to promote it tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow's show.
So you're going to let everybody call?
Monday night, when Monday's show is released, which will be Sunday night about 7 or 8 o'clock, is what time I usually put out Monday's show. When Monday's show is released from about 7 or 8 o'clock Sunday night, from that time until we record Tuesday's show, which will be Monday night at 7 p.m. So from Sunday at 7 p.m. to Monday at 7 p.m., okay, during that 24-hour period, every phone call that we receive,
seriously,
my brother will pay $1 for.
John Wilkerson cannot listen to this show.
Now, let me finish, because there's some stipulations. You can only call five times.
Okay.
One person can only call five times.
And you can't act like other people.
No, it has to be you.
John.
It has to be you. You have to tell us who you are. Now, it doesn't have to be a real name, but you have to use the same name every time you call. So if you're going to pretend to be somebody named Bob, you have to, because you don't want to use your real name, that's fine. Just use Bob every time you call. Okay, got it? Okay, so you're limited to five times, but your wife can call back five times. So, that kind of thing can happen. Now, so you can call five times. The calls have to have your name in them, and they have to be at least 30 seconds long.
But no longer than
me. Well, I would prefer you keep them under 2 minutes, but under a minute, really, if we're going to try to do this. But that's up to you. You do what you want to do. If you are a new caller, John Dickerson, okay, if you've never called before, Ruth Andahl, Then you can call, and he will give $2 for every first-time caller. But you must say that you're the first-time caller, okay? If you call...
Ooh, Ruthann, this is a good way to call.
So, if you call back... So, if you say you're a first-time caller, and you call in, that's $2.
She's now called in before, really?
No, she's never called in. She's only... She's left us devotionals.
She does the devotionals.
But she's never called in.
Really? All these years?
That's right.
Huh.
Now, if you call... So, if you call back, though, it's only $1, you know, for the other four times you call. So the first time would be $2. The other times would be $1.
And just so y'all know, he's expecting a baby like in 2 months.
Yeah. So let's break him, man. Let's just break the bank on this guy. All this money goes to Podcasting for Water. Doesn't come to me in faith. I mean, it goes to them. And it's going to be great. So we're gonna break his bank. He is expecting to keep us up to like 1 o'clock in the morning.
He thinks it's going
to
be very funny.
Yes. But the joke's going to be on him. Because we can answer phone calls fast. We have to comment on every phone call. That's part of the thing. And we can't just let him play and go to bed. You know, we have to be awake. But when we focus, we can get through a lot of calls quickly. So we'll see how it goes. So that's going to be exciting. So that is coming up this Monday. That's October the...
I haven't the slightest idea.
Yeah, it's 10th this Saturday. So 11th, so 12th. October 12th will be Monday.
Okay.
And so everybody, you know, get your fingers ready. Call in Monday during the day sometime. Call in. Make your calls. Let's raise some money for Podcasting for Water. And let's break my brother. So this is good. Everybody wins.
Yeah, everybody wins. Did you get your dad to donate any money?
I would like to do that show live, but I'll have to talk to Faith about that because she has to approve of all live shows. So but I'm not making any promises on that, but I will talk to Faith about it. Yes?
Every time you bring up a live show, I remind you of the last time we did a live show. And I don't know if anybody knows, but he yelled at me. Live.
I promise not to yell at you live.
He got mad and yelled at me.
I promise not to yell at you live.
Jill and Charlie were listening.
By tomorrow's show,
and Jill called and said, is everything okay?
And y'all do know you're still on the air, right?
You know you're still talking.
Well, it's okay. You know, couples get into disagreements. It's okay. But anyway, I'll let you know by tomorrow, this time tomorrow, when you listen to tomorrow's show, I'll let you know whether or not it'll be a live show or not. I think it'll be cooler if it's a live show, but I don't know if that's going to be too much for us. So we'll let you know. Also, ready? We have phone calls. So let's get to them.
Hold up a minute.
Yes.
What are we doing here?
What are we doing where? We're doing phone calls.
We
can answer a couple of phone calls. Okay. It's 20 minutes.
I mean, we are. I thought we had a long show already. I feel like I've been here a long time.
20 minutes. Oh. We've just been talking a lot. That's okay. All. I have been anyway. Huh. You've talked a lot this show. Yeah. I've let you talk.
You don't, it doesn't happen a lot.
I've been trying to work on that because people want to hear you.
Huh.
People like to hear
you
from
you. You know what you did the other day?
What did I do the other day?
I was talking and you said.
Chris here. Another update on how I'm doing. Yes, Brad.
Oh, sorry. What did I do the other day? I cut you off again the other day?
No, you said, to get back to the point.
Oh, well, you were kind of off the point.
Whatever. If I want to be off the point, I can be off the point.
This is very true.
I was sharing, and you get off the point all the time. So
if you
would tell
rush me
to get off the point.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
And I went, inside me, I went, how rude.
Well, you need to express that.
And then I let it go. Because then I went, well, I really was off the point.
Well, thank you.
He does have a point that I was off. I don't know why I connected that. But whatever.
Thank you for loving
you
me
You don't
anyway.
Have to go.
I know. I don't have to be
to get back to the point.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Will you forgive me,
please? I don't cut you off.
Will you please forgive me?
I already have.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Just be nice
to
me.
So live show.
Just be nice to me. I will sick Reese on you, and you don't want that.
I can handle Reese.
Huh. Reese said that she would stick up for me.
You don't need to. I will stick up for you.
Mm-hmm. You apparently not, because you interrupted me.
I just apologized.
We got to be on you all the time.
Well, that's true.
you can't let off.
But I'm just, you know, putty in your hand, darling.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Till you get on the podcast, then you like turn into some weird podcast.
It's my show. It's my show. I do what I want. So, Chris Martinez.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
What?
That's
not Chris Martinez. That was Journey. Journey has a new album out called Revelation. It's been out for a few months. So good. Got this new singer.
Alan. What's his name? Alan? Arlen? Arlen.
I don't know.
Arlen is his name. Pompa?
I don't know, but he sounds better than Steve Perry, and I don't care.
He's from Malaysia.
I challenge you to listen to him and say he is not better than Steve Perry. That's how awesome this guy is. He's like 5'2". He's from the Philippines. He was a homeless guy from the Philippines, and the Neil Sean found him on YouTube.
He's amazing.
He was playing in a band, and he is just incredible. I've heard Steve Perry live. Now, Steve Perry in the studio, those recordings, you know, that they did with – who was that that they did them? Anyway, those recordings were awesome. Okay, mm-hmm. But you listen to Steve Perry live, and he didn't really sound like that. If you listen to this guy live, he'll blow your socks off.
Yeah, he's amazing live.
Amazing. And not just a strong voice. I mean a pretty voice like Steve Perry had. That beautiful, mm-hmm. just
tenor,
wow.
Tenor voice.
All right. Sorry, back to Chris Martinez.
Hey, Brad. Hey, Faith. Chris here.
Chris Martinez.
Yes, Brad. I picked up my mat and walked today. And I paid for it.
He got off the couch like I told him to.
You went for a walk?
Yeah.
Is he in pain?
Because I encouraged him to get up.
You do know that it's your fault if he can't walk anymore.
If I'm causing him pain, I'm happy. That's fine with me.
Kind of. I actually drove for the first time since all this happened. And I was able to drive my car today. Had to run errands, go food shopping, did all this stuff by myself, and I was out for about 2 hours. And at the end of that 2 hours, I was in so much pain when I got home. I had to take my meds and then knock me out for the rest of the day. So one step forward, or two steps forward, one step back. But at least I will be seeing my doctor later on this week for another evaluation. And believe me, I am tired of being home. I actually want to go to work. I want to be back, because right now, it's scary, because Clifford's actually the one taking over for me with my duties at my church. That's scary.
That's very scary.
The guy's trying to take over my seat. The guy can't even fill up half my seat at my church. He's trying to take over my stuff, and I don't want that to happen. But no, I'm going to get better. I'm going to do this.
You can do
it. All my encouragement and blessings from all my friends like you guys. So, thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Keep me in your prayers.
I will.
Appreciate it.
Bye, Chris. We hope you get better.
Yeah.
If I lived by you, I'd bring you casseroles.
The only thing worse than a giant smelly Sasquatch is one that's in pain. Because, you know, they're crabby.
Mm-hmm.
And
I would bring him casseroles.
You poke him with a stick. And
I'd take him donuts. Mm-hmm. I would.
That's not helping him get off the couch.
But he it has
all his
back hurts.
The only thing that's driving him up off the couch is the fact that he gets hungry.
He has to get up to heat up the casserole.
Oh, okay.
I'm not gonna stand there and serve him.
Oh, okay, good.
But I'd bring it to him.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Because that's what brothers and sisters do, right?
They
take care of each other.
They take food.
If you're Baptist, you bring food. That's what you do.
That's what you do.
Hey, Brad. Hey, Faith. It's Chris calling again.
Chris, my dad.
With this whole, they're taking bids for my
date.
Whatever you guys are crazily doing.
I think we're up to...
I think you should be concerned because Amy hasn't bid yet.
Dave actually bid $2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But we don't have no bid for Amy.
No, Amy hasn't bid.
Well,
Amy hasn't
this
bid
is
any
not
money.
Working out like I had wanted it to work. This isn't working out.
And right now, it's a bidding war between Estevine and Dave of Avila. So, good luck, Chris. Things aren't looking too good for you.
$1.75, $1.25. Doesn't sound like a lot of money there. I'm kind of, got me kind of worried about my self-worth here.
I mean, hey, you know, take what you can get, man.
I'm doing a lot for my self-confidence. $1.25, really? That's all? But again, if this is by the pound, dang.
By the pound. $1.25 a pound.
Cool. You know, that's what I'll tell myself. It's by the pound. All right, cool. All right. Almost it's not, but then, oh well. Excuse me, I think I'm just going to go and be done. All right, have fun. Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, can he do back exercises? I mean, I know he had back surgery.
Is he supposed to do back exercises?
But I mean, like, to strengthen his back, you know, like Superman's.
Well, I'm sure after he heals, he can do that. I doubt he'll ever be able to do it, Superman, but.
But you know what a Superman is, right?
Yeah, it's where you fly through the air and go,
No. No, no.
It's where leap this building in a single bat.
Where you lay in your stomach.
It's where you go faster
you
than
Superman's
a train.
It's for your back.
I know what it is.
If he did those, he could do that and strengthen his back. He could. The doctor told him he could.
Hi, Brad and Faith. This is Scott Roche. I just wanted to say that I really wanted to ask you a question. If you...
No.
That's all you get.
That's the answer to your question.
N-O.
Well, because he said he wanted to know if he could ask us a question. He just asked us a question. So I'm saying no to his question.
No,
that he
can't
ask us a question.
No.
So thereby I've supplied an answer.
Mm-hmm. You did what he asked.
If you don't read emails where somebody has written their own thing up front, how do you know they haven't written their own things up front? Actually by opening and looking to see if they've written their own thing up front, you've already read it.
Forwarding
part of it,
emails.
So why not read the...
He's talking about forwarded emails.
Oh!
Rest of it. I'll bid $1.75 on the date with Chris Martens if nobody has exceeded that bid.
Wow.
At a quarter on top of it. I just want to get the bidding war going. I'm not even sure what the money is going towards or what I would do if I won. But trust it's probably a good
water
cause
for life.
Good fun. So anyway, love you guys' show, and we'll see you around the internets. Bye.
Bye. Going for water for life or a date with Amy and Chris Martens.
No, it's going for water for life. We're not giving money to Chris and Amy to go have a date together.
I will.
Okay.
I'll pay for them to go on a date.
The bidding war is to see who gets to go out with Chris Martens.
Well, Amy, you better pony up, hon, because the guys are going to outbid you.
And the money goes to Podcasting for Water. This is
just saying. You live close. I mean, it's not like you guys couldn't meet. I told you that I would come to Starbucks.
Of course, we never asked Chris Martens if we could auction him off. We just assumed.
He's in a drug-induced state, so,
we just assumed we could get away with it. So
he didn't really know.
Oh, bad. Too funny. Okay. So, anyway, everybody call in on Monday if you want to raise money for Podcasting for Water. Okay? You don't have to that way. This is a way you can help us raise money without kicking in anything.
You still should kick in something, though.
That's up to you. I'm all about the free kick-ins.
Okay. I mean, if you're making his brother pay,
that's right.
It's good.
That's right. Break him.
Do you not want Briley to have a nice home?
No. That's awesome. Hey, this is Dave and Jen, the original Dave and Jen from Nebraska.
Hey!
I was going to say that didn't sound like
Dave
and Jen. Hi, Dave and Jen.
It's the O-G-J-N-J.
What?
O-G-J-N-J.
Where's D?
The O-G-D-N-J. Oh, the original Jen and Dave. I give up. Whatever I said.
Straight from the other Dave and Jen in California, and the other Dave's all over the place. Hi, Brad and Faith, or Faith and Brad, or however we're supposed to address you now. I forgot.
Sir and Mistress.
Was there a special way? I just said I was upset that everybody addressed Brad first. I didn't mean that it really mattered.
She's just something to say.
Whatever.
Just giving you an update on what's going on. Haven't called in a long time.
Yeah, where you been?
Seriously.
Was just going to give you guys kind of an update on what's going on here.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but I'm a pastor as well. When I was in Stepford, I was pastoring. I was
Did he say Stepford?
We moved to another little...
No, he's a pastor as well.
But he said when I was in Stepford.
Well, I don't... Stafford.
Oh.
A town in Nebraska called Burwell about 2 years ago, and I'm still working in a metal shop, and things are going well there, and I'm pastoring
they eat a lot
small
of corn.
Church here.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Do they eat a lot of corn?
I don't know.
Organic.
The funny thing, a while ago, you were talking about the other Dave and him being a pastor, and you were going to call him PD and J. I know I'm a little behind on shows. I'm trying to catch up. When we were pastoring in Minnesota,
He was in Minnesota? Where were you in Minnesota? He even said it right, Minnesota.
My wife coined the phrase, because our last name is Bush, and
she
did call us PB and J. And so I thought that was real funny, because it was Pastor Bush and Jen. That's funny. Hey, I love you guys doing the daily show. I know it's a lot of work. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
And keep up the hard work.
Thank you.
You know, if you wanted to have fun, Faith, you can go find that little zapping toy again, because that was just so much fun.
Shut up with that. Why? Let it go, people. Let it go.
You know what? That show's still out there. You can go listen to it. You can hear Brad cuss and everything.
I put a virus on that show. If you download that show, your computer will get a virus.
I know I'm really dating myself here, but it's always fun hearing Brad get zapped. And sorry, Brad. Talk to you guys later. Thanks.
Yeah, I hate you too. Bye. Hope you get poked in the eye on the way home. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hope you get zapped.
Yeah, sure. Step in a pothole. If you would like to hear that show, what he's talking about, you can go to twoblindsquirrels.com and click on the special editions. And those are the funny ones. Those are the ones where something happened in there where I got hurt. All of those involve me being hurt in some way. No, those were voted on by listeners to be the
funny
best ones ever or whatever. And you'll see the one in there where I get...
They're all Charlie.
Zapped. Are they all Charlie? We don't have any in there?
I have no idea. I didn't look.
I don't know if me and you have one in there or not. Okay.
Because you did it before. I think you did it back in the beginning.
The voting all took place before you. Mm-hmm. See. All right. Well, listen, I'm so proud of you guys for doing all this stuff and, you know, helping John Wilkerson out. He needs all the help he can get.
Mm-hmm. That's true. We agree on that.
Yep. That boy needs some help.
Yeah.
But anyway, I appreciate y'all doing that for him because he's a good friend of mine and all.
Uh-huh. I know.
I send him about 20 pounds of bacon every year.
I know. And
he's got a lot of kids up there.
He does.
Mm-hmm. He does. I know what causes that, too.
You do? Bacon?
Bacon.
Uh-huh.
Lots of bacon.
Huh. Well, that's good to know. Did you come in here for a reason other than to say...
No, I just came here to thank y'all. Okay. I'll be going now. I got to get back because I got a positive thinking class I'm taking.
Uh-huh.
I've been taking it for 3 weeks now.
Oh. Has it helped?
I'm still not positive I'm thinking, but I'll let you know. Excuse me, that wasn't the door.
Why
is the toilet right by the screen door?
I don't know. But did you know... that the fifth graders at school told me, Ed said, what kind of cheese isn't yours, Mrs. McFadden?
Oh, what
And
kind
I
of
said,
cheese?
What kind of cheese is it yours? And he went, nacho cheese!
Oh, that's a good one. I'll have to remember that one. Oh, boy, we'll get nacho cheese. That's funny. Why you got to get him all right?
I knew he would like that. I haven't told Helen yet. She'll love that joke.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. Tune in tomorrow. We have lots more calls from you to get through. And then save all your calls for Monday. And stack them up, baby. Stack them
really,
up.
Really?
Really? I want my brother's ATM card to be bleeding. He's already like called me and go, can I put a limit on this? Or can we make the calls be 2 minutes long instead of 30 seconds? I'm like, nope. You already committed, buddy. You're in this hip deep now. That's what you get for opening your mouth. So...
Is this till the end?
Till the end of what?
Till the end of the 100 days?
No, it's a one-time thing only. This is only Monday.
Oh.
So
it's a one-time thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
But we could raise over $100 in one day.
Well, we could if people called.
That's just 20 people calling five times.
Can you and I call?
No, I don't think that. I think that's been in the rule a little bit. Maybe Helen could call.
Yeah.
Work that out. But Helen to call, get Meemaw to call. She went, what am I doing? Who am I calling again? Nobody talking to me. There's nobody on the phone.
There's nobody there.
Anyway, so it's just Monday only. It's $1 a call. You can call as many as five times. So 30 seconds. You got all the rules at the beginning of the show. So do that on Monday. And we'll break my brother. That'll be cool.
It's called, yes,
I think that's what the contest is going to be called. Break my brother.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
And we'll let you know tomorrow if we do it live. I'm going to try to talk her into it. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
All right. Because everybody is always begging us to do live shows.
Why?
Because we got in that fight one time and they want us to do it again. They think we cut out the fights from every show or something.
But the thing is that nobody listened to that show live.
They did too.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
There was nobody there until you post. Did you ever post that show?
Well, we've done more than one live show then, because Jen and Dave were listening to us live one time, and Charlie and Jill were listening that time, and there were a couple other people listening.
Okay, maybe we did more than one. We'll talk about it.
Okay. Just for this one-time special things.
Okay. Whatever.
I got to make sure I
wrap it up.
Figure out how to do all that, too, anyway.
Would you wrap it up?
Wrap what up?
The show.
What show?
This show.
Are we recording this?
Mm-hmm.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.